Absolutely. Just to have our, you know, parents come out, and especially being rookies, how we're all, you know, new to this situation, to have them come out and kind of see what we've accomplished and, you know, be a part of a new city and a new life we're about to embark on, it means a great deal. And, you know, we've just been, you know, thrown out here in Green Bay. So it's nice to have a little family come out here and support us and see what we're going through.
Is that USC's profile? Is that a combination thereof?
I think it's a combination of everything. I think it first starts with, you know, the fact within my family I'm a very humble person. You know, it all stemmed from, you know, my parents and how they, you know, acted with the media. So they were never, you know, loud or rambunctious. They just, you know, taught us proper morals and ideals. And then, you know, it ultimately stemmed from, you know, at SC you're in the spotlight. So, you know, you can't be an outspoken player there, especially with, you know, Pete heading that team. So, you know, it's just something that, you know, I take pride in and handling with the media.
Do you enjoy it, though? You've talked to all of us incessantly.
I make myself available. If you guys want to keep talking to me, I'll keep talking. And then once you stop showing up, hey, we'll call it a day.
So in the time you've been here, have you figured out who you have to watch your back around, and pranksters or class clowns?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. I'll name him right away. He was over here holding up an iPod like it was a microphone right now. So, you know, he's always making it that much easier for us, breaking us in. But, you know, everyone right now, when you're a rookie, you know, it's true what they say. You're definitely the the lower man on the totem pole. So, you know, it's fun at the same time. There's no real hazing, but it's just, you know, it's fun to be the little guy again.
Does that show at all, or does it seem like he's been a coach?
No, it seems like he's been a coach, and I think, you know, he's coaching the exact position he played, so you really don't need too much coaching experience. In fact, playing experience is more, you know, I think more suitable for this, you know, for this job title, and he's been great with us now, and, you know, he's one of the best coaches I've had in teaching me what to do now and really, you know, starting narrowing down on my skills.
Do you remember him growing up?
I do remember him, you know, running around flying to the ball here and there, but, you know, I was too young to truly appreciate football back when my dad was playing, but, no, I do remember him.
But it's a name that guys in this room would read. Is it, he's not that far removed from playing himself.
Right.
Some other coaches in the league. Does that kind of change the dynamic? Does it make it kind of...
No, just more so what he was able to accomplish and the type of player who he was. You know, we all have respect for him and what he was able to do and the knowledge that he's imposing on us. Is, you know, it's what he did back in the day, and his statistics speak for itself, and that it works. So that's what we buy into, and that's what we're following. It should, you know, it should be a good season for us.
Apologize for walking late, but your dad's here today?
Yes.
What's that like?
It's fun. You know, I think it's fun for both of us, really, for him to, you know, see his son now playing and, you know, be a part of the game that gave back so much to him and our family, and, you know, for me to be out there and see him on the sidelines. So it's been great.